This morning, we have a guest joining us here in studio. Judy Nelson is with us this morning. Judy is the coordinator of the Every 15 Minutes program here in Cass County. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Let's do a little background history first. We've talked in the past. We've done this before. But for those who aren't necessarily completely aware of everything that Every 15 Minutes is about, what's the basis of the program?
Well, Every 15 Minutes is actually a national organization. It was started about 1995. And the namesake is based on the statistics at that time that one person dies approximately every 15 minutes of an alcohol-related collision. So they've stayed with that name. We've improved greatly on the fatalities related to alcohol. But since that time, we have more drugs involved, and also we have the whole issue of the cell phone and the texting. So I do incorporate that into the program because it really doesn't matter whether it's drinking under the influence of drugs, alcohol, or whether you're using your cell phone. The end result is the same. People die unnecessarily. So we cover it all in the program.
You got right after my one of my topics here, too, was about, because there's so much more of that. It's all about distractions when you're driving, whether it's distractions mentally, because you are impaired because of alcohol or drugs, or just those distractions that are in the vehicle with you. It doesn't really matter. As you said, the results are the same.
Exactly. And, you know, you have the physical distraction of taking your eyes off the road, looking at phones, whether you're trying to dial a number or texting. But you also have that mental distraction. And, you know, we have the Bluetooth. It's really good. But even at that, they figure that you are giving up 30% of your attention span, even with the Bluetooth. So your mind isn't with your driving when you're even using that.
You bet. Well, in this program, is largely targeted toward a young audience, toward the high school, the early drivers, the young drivers. And those are the ones that we usually associate the texting and that kind of stuff with, too, although not always. But it's good to educate them early.
Exactly. We want to just really make them aware of the consequences of what they're doing. And you're right, it's adults doing it, too. So, you know, we have parents involved, and we get a lot of feedback from a lot of teachers. And you know, myself included, I've changed a lot of my habits, too, that, you know, things that we think we can do safely, we're not any different than the kids. Sometimes we think we can do things and we're not as safe as we think we are. So just kind of making everybody aware. And if we can get to these kids when they're young, when they're early in their driving habits, our goal is that they will change their habits and carry them throughout their life. So if we can catch them early, they can carry that on through and be the influence on their friends.
You've done the Every 15 Minutes program how many times here in the county?
This is the seventh time that we've been in the schools. This is our third time in the Atlantic High School. And we've also been to Griswold and Cam. And we hope to get where we're in a consistent rotation between the three schools so that all kids, as they rotate through school, will get the program.
You get a lot of good volunteer support with this program, don't you?
We get tremendous support. I mean, financially, there's people in the community have been very good about supporting us financially. It does take money to do this. We put on T-shirts, and there are a lot of expenses. And then volunteer hours. Both exceed, you know, the hundreds of hours and dollars. So I've been very fortunate. And each year it gets a little easier to recruit volunteers, because if you've ever been on any of the committees, it's just so rewarding of a program. They want to do it again. So the word of mouth gets out how rewarding it is. I don't want to say it's fun, but it's very rewarding. And so once you've been a volunteer, you're kind of hooked on it. So it just kind of spreads. It gets a little easier every year.
Well, certainly very interesting. I know I've spent some time on the committees and stuff, too, back in the day. And it is. You don't know what to expect. Reactions from the youngsters. Will they take it seriously? Is it just another, you know, walk through the demonstration type thing? But they really do. Some of them really pulled on their acting skills.
Yeah. And, you know, typically, you know, as I remind the kids tomorrow that for the most part, we know it's not real. But the thing that really comes real, and, you know, you'll see it this afternoon in the collision and tomorrow in the memorial service especially, what is real are the emotions. We don't stage that. We don't fake that. And so part of the idea of Every 15 Minutes seems a little brutal. You know, we do the mock collision and things. Seems a little brutal, but we try to show the kids the real-life consequences or the real-life experiences without the real-life risks. In other words, you feel all the feelings that you would feel, but nobody really dies. And we kind of push it to the edge, and that's the whole intent, is to make them really feel and understand what those consequences are.
You know, I can remember, though, as a child in school, being taken to the Dubuque County Courthouse, the old jail downstairs where they took us in. And as little kids, I remember them having us walk into the jail cell and clang that jail door closed. And, you know, it doesn't open. You can't get out. I mean, it's an actual physical, real life now experience. I know I wasn't really arrested, but my goodness, this is kind of scary. And it's kind of that scared straight kind of a mentality to it where, you know, we can tell you until we're blue in the face, but until you actually see and experience some of the consequences, it's really hard sometimes for it to sink in.
Exactly. And we take them through the whole thing. This afternoon, we have our mock collision. Obviously, the drunk driver is going to go through the experience of being tested on the field, and he will go to jail. He'll hear that door clang. And then those living dead, those students we take out of classroom through the day, they're going to sit in on a mock sentencing at the courthouse this afternoon. So we have Judge Susie Christensen does a great job, carries it very much like a real one. Like a real sentencing would be. So these kids also see the sentencing and they feel that what goes on in that courtroom. Tonight we have the retreat. We have a great lineup of speakers this year, along with the kids will get to experience some of the field sobriety goggles. The driving simulator will be there. They get to do some of that. And we have speakers that have lost children from texting, lost a son due to drunk driving. And probably one thing I've worked really hard that I'm just pretty excited to present this year is we actually have a recording from the Clarinda Correctional Facility from Andrew Schlichtemeyer. And if anybody remembers, he was the 21-year-old that in 2010 hit the four motorcyclists returning from Sturgis, and all four of those men were killed. 21 at the time, he was an honors student in college, and now he's looking at 50 years in prison. And they actually did a recording for me from the facility. So they're going to see all aspects. They're going to get his aspect on the whole situation too.
How quickly life can change.
Exactly. And all it takes is looking down at one text. You see videos on that, and you just take a look at the last text or message on your phone and think about, is this worth your life? Because all it takes is those 2 seconds, your eyes off the road, the length of a football field, and you or somebody else can be gone.
And I guess I kind of misspoke. I said how quickly life can change, how quickly lives can change. You talked about an instance that, five lives directly were changed, mm-hmm. the one going to jail, the four that were killed, but you've also got the associated family members who all suffer through this.
Yeah, and all of these, they just destroy families and destroy people. And the main thing is, it's all unnecessary. It's all preventable. And that's the sad thing about it, the bad thing about it, is all of this is preventable so easily, and yet it's still going on, and we still have 15, 17,000 people a year in our country die totally unnecessarily.
You bet. You get good feedback from this?
We really do. We've got from everywhere, from parents and instructors. We get sometimes some comments personally. Sometimes they go to the school and directed to me. And what's interesting is one year we actually had from one of the colleges, somebody had written a paper about their experience from 6 months previously. And to me, what that really said was that they're still thinking about it 6 months later. And, they always saying if you can change your habits for 6 weeks, it becomes a habit for life. And I'm thinking if they're thinking about this 6 months later, then we've gotten into them. And if we're probably not going to change everybody, and it's definitely not about underage drinking, I'm not probably going to stop that. We just want people to be safer. And it is everybody's problem, whether you're doing it or not. You know, some of these speakers, they're not the ones that were drinking, but they're the ones that lost family members. And
absolutely.
So it is everybody's problem that we all need to work together on.
You bet. And parents are involved in this as well?
Yes, the parents. The students, first of all, the ones that are in the collision go to the hospital. The parents come there. They see them treating their children, or in the case of one of the students will die there. Those parents go to the sentencing. And then we also, during the evening while they have the kids retreat, we also have a parent retreat for about 2 hours. And they will hear some of the same speakers that the kids did. So they're going to be on the same page. You know, the other thing is we want to stimulate conversation between the parents and their children. So they're going to have the same information to base those conversations on. They'll know what topics to bring up and discuss with their kids.
Absolutely. A lot going on. There are a lot of different types of exercises throughout the day, but the main one will come later this afternoon with the mock collision and everything that'll go on. And we'll tell you more about that as the day goes along and let you know what's happening. We don't want people to think there really was something drastic happening. Although, It could. You just never know.
That's right. You just hope it's not you that happens. And it does happen. We've seen it over and over again. So our goal is to make less of that out there.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope they remember this for a good long time, maybe more than 6 months down the road. That's the point of realistic exercises like this, is to drive that point home. And
right. We don't want them to forget that emotion and what it feels like, and keep that in their mind when they're driving.
Absolutely. Good program, good cause. Judy, thank you so much for all your efforts in putting this together, and the volunteers, too. I know they put a lot of time into it.
Yeah, they do. Thank you. It's a privilege to do the program.